When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
By the way, are y'all hot right now? Why, I don't know why I'm like hot. Are you guys hot?
Dude, it's Chad, you're always hot, Chad.
Yeah, it's a default. Chad default.
Chad default settings. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. We are so excited to learn with you guys and grow with you guys. Today, I am joined with my co-hosts. I'm Gabriel, by the way, and I'm joined, I don't know if I mentioned that before. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Chad and Zach. And Zach is here with today's prompt. Gonna let us know what you guys prompted us. Okay, go.
That's good. That transition, bro. Every time Chad,
yeah, we're just trying to keep it really smooth.
Yeah, right. You know? Every time I see Chad, every time Chad gets introduced, I'm waiting for him to be like, "Welcome back, welcome back." Because every time in their vlog, he's like, "Welcome back,
welcome
back." Anyway,
yeah, welcome back to.
Oh, is that your thing in your vlogs?
Welcome back to the channel. Well, Tori says that, and then I hold up two fingers like that.
Gotcha. Dude. Yeah, Zach, you really know.
I know him well. I know him well. All right.
With all the editing of their vlogs that you do.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. Hey, this is a great prompt from Isaac in England. The UK. Let's go.
Ooh,
the UK.
England,
baby.
Is my
wow,
city.
Wow, we're international
we
now.
We are internet. Worldwide. Prompt us worldwide.
Pitbull's
our next guest.
I think we've already made that joke. That's hilarious. But before I jump into Isaac's question, I just want to let you know that you can submit your own prompts over at promptuspodcast.com. You can even submit audio prompts. We would love to hear your voices. So
can I say something real quick,
over there.
Zach? I got to say this.
What'd you say?
These prompts have been incredible that everyone's been sending in.
Dude.
They are.
Yeah. It is so difficult to decide on prompts.
Yeah. We've gotten hundreds, and we want you to know that if we haven't answered yours in any of the recent episodes or the ones moving forward, we still have them in our like metaphorical hat to choose from, because all these questions are so good.
Dude, mm-hmm. So good. So let's jump into Isaac's great question. Isaac's prompt for today is, how do you cope with loneliness when working from home?
Mm.
And I feel like we all work from home in some capacity.
And I feel like it is very much more common.
Oh, yeah.
Lately, gosh. Since recent events.
Yeah, the virus we won't name.
Yeah. I for me, it's so interesting because I feel like that took the world by surprise, right? It's like everyone was just so comfortable in their own way of life, and then boom, everything gets changed. And then it's like you have the rug pulled out from underneath you. Then you freaking bust your butt and you're laying on the rug and you're thinking to yourself, dang, I'm laying on this rug alone and I'm kind of lonely right now. Where is everyone? Where'd everyone go? And so for me, it was really interesting because so I got married before all this quarantine stuff happened, and I had traditionally worked in modeling. And so I wouldn't get lonely working from home. I would get lonely traveling for work because I was never around my friends. I was never around my family.
Wait, dude, was your wedding like a few months before? No. You had a whole year of marriage.
And so for me,
you're freaking me out with this timeline here. I feel like I'm in the MCU right now.
The alternate timeline, baby.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline. Just trying to. I watched the first episode of Loki last night.
Oh my god!
And I'm just like, it's really good. The timeline.
I haven't started watching it yet. No, I'm still. Oh, I'm rewatching Formula One Drive to Survive episodes.
Okay, before we just have this whole episode be about Formula One, you keep talking, Chad.
Yeah. So I was saying that there was definitely some ways I had to battle loneliness whenever I was traveling for work because now during COVID. I had my wife there with me, so I didn't really experience loneliness as much because we're coworkers. You know, she's not my employee. I work for her technically, but whatever, you know, it's just the organizational structure. Okay. For taxes. Yeah. All right. But anyways, so for me, I really had to make sure I didn't just fall into these slumps of just kind of accepting my situation for what it is. And that was difficult because, you know, there'd be a time. And by the way, let me just be clear when I say this. I know this is going to sound like a first world problem and I don't know how else to say it, right? But it's a real thing. Like people experience loneliness in whatever situation they're in. There are people out on yachts in the middle of the ocean that are pretty lonely. And so just because someone has this type of lifestyle doesn't mean that they don't experience heartache and loneliness. So for me, I would get booked on a job and they would fly me to this other state or country where there's, you know, where I don't have any friends, I don't know anybody, and I'm there for a week and I just have to just be there alone. And you almost learn to entertain yourself. And for me, there's definitely some times where I would notice myself fall into a slump of just sadness where I just kind of accept it. It's almost, gosh, now that I'm talking about it with you all, I feel really sad. Not like right now, but I feel sad remembering it. Because I would just accept it. I would just be like, oh, this is my life. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about that in times if you've experienced loneliness in your own jobs. But for me, now that I'm looking back on it, I do feel really, I feel really intrigued why I was so willing to accept that lonely feeling and just sit in it. You know, I wouldn't proactively try to change it because I just kind of said, oh, this is what life is and this is what I have to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, that's like how do I say it? The like, not the issue, but like the one thing, the dilemma of depression or the dilemma of, depression or loneliness or those kind of like sad states is that you kind of know what to do in a way to get out of it, but you don't feel like doing it. Mm. So because you don't feel like doing it, you don't do it. And then it makes it worse. And it's kind of just like this downward spiral that you kind of need to break out of. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, totally. And it's funny because I definitely feel like I've felt lonely with a lot of people as well. You know, I felt like I've been around a crowd of people. Everyone, I feel like everyone's felt that before, but like being in a group of people and you just feel really isolated still.
Yeah.
I feel that I can relate to the depression thing pretty hard actually because it's almost like an energy thing, right? When you're isolated, you're like, I don't want to be. I saw someone post a meme. They're like, I'm like, oh, I'm depressed. I should hang out with someone. I'd actually rather be by myself. And that just kind of keeps the cycle going. I'm not saying like that's how to fix depression or anything like that. But I just think, sometimes we do isolate ourselves, whether it's for work or whether it's just because energy, we just don't have the energy to engage with people. It's funny where we isolate ourselves, even outside of a work context, like even outside of like, oh, because I work at home in my room or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I experience loneliness a lot. Like, I don't know, the way I put it is I am married. Yes. Like you were saying, Chad, like we all have our wives, but she doesn't fulfill the role that my friends fulfill. Mm-hmm. They're different roles and you need those different parts of your community. So while, maybe I am less lonely because Jess is in the house at the same time as me, especially me, where I kind of, I, I flip flop. I don't know if I'm introverted or extroverted or what, but I know that I need to, like, every day I like want to at least see one other person who I'm close with just to like have that interaction, communication with them that I don't know. There's, I don't know what it is, but that's like something that I'm learning about myself. And, kind of like realizing that for those of you who work from home and are married and still have that person, you still have the right to feel lonely, even though you do have that.
Yes.
Your significant other there. You shouldn't get down on yourself saying like, I shouldn't feel lonely because I have my spouse. Like, you do need that. You do need more community than just your significant other.
Yeah. What you're saying is so true, because, you know, working at home is so much easier. Like, I don't want it to come across like, oh, so hard to work from home, because I feel so blessed to be able to work at home, get to look after my dog. Like, honestly, it's actually, the pros outweigh the negatives, right? But when it comes to loneliness, I really miss the community of an office or the energy of an office. And I say to Chelsea all the time, like, I wish I could just go do exactly what I'm doing now, but in the office next door, Gabe's working there, or Chad's there. You know, like, I wish I could do that, have my friends around me, which is why I took a day on it at work, like a big part of, at church.
Which is why we need to blow up this podcast, guys, so we can afford a communal workspace so Chad, Zach, and I all work in the same building.
And everyone's invited, baby. It's like a 1,000-person co-working space.
Do the Dave Ramsey where he does his show, and then you have the glass and people are watching live.
Oh, that's a vibe.
That would be crazy, actually.
But Chad, man, what were some of the things that you found you had to do to kind of navigate through that loneliness? Like, obviously with travel and work and stuff, like, what are those kind of things you had to do?
Yeah, well, I think before I say that, I think it's really important to note that nothing replaces community, right? And so some of the tips I'm going to share next are just like, they're not a replacement. They can just help in a lonely spot, in a pinch. Like, for example, if you are, as 21 Pilots would say, scaled back and isolated, shout out to the new album, Scaled and Icy. If you are scaled back and isolated,
bars,
then hopefully some of these things can help. Tori and I do a handful of these, and we think they're hilarious, where we will actually put on, like, so there's this like almost like never-ending YouTube video that's like coffee shop sounds. You guys done those?
Yeah.
Where basically you put on this YouTube video that's like 6 hours long, and it's nothing but the sounds of like coffee shops and like people ordering and coffee things being set down on the table. And that's something that it kind of has this subconscious effect where you feel like you're not just in like this. You feel how awkward that was, that quiet? You know what I mean? You don't feel like you're just in a completely...
I'm never awkward in awkward silence.
Well,
dude, that's one thing about a totally off topic. Americans, people who aren't Americans say Americans never want any silence ever when they're in like a conversation or like at a dinner or something like that. Where like other cultures are just happy if like you're talking and then conversation stops and then you're just silent for a little bit.
But I can't do that. I can't sit in silence.
Really?
Maybe I've hung out with you guys too much. But yeah,
used to it. Like Jess and I will talk maybe, and then like at dinner, and then it just, anyway, that's totally off topic. It's just fascinating to me, like the cultural differences, being American and sheltered and homeschooled, and then going out and being like, the world is different than...
How?
So,
anyway,
I think
tip number two or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, I don't have like a whole list of tips for this one.
You're slacking, Chad.
I wish I did, because by the way, Zach, how frustrating was it to edit that one episode where there was like 12 tips and we rearranged them and everything?
Dude, I didn't even bother to try and arrange them into the right order, because I just thought it was so funny that you'd be like, tip 7 after tip 2.
Yeah, dude, I have issues. But there's definitely some things I've had to do, even to the point where now Tori and I have this virtual assistant who is just crushing it. She actually listens to Prompt Us. That's how she found Tori and I, was through Prompt Us. Shout out, Amy.
No way.
That's so awesome.
She crushes it. And so sometimes what we'll do is that we will just FaceTime people, and we're actually scheduling that right now, where we're scheduling time, room for margin. Right. And so I'm sure you guys know about margin. Tori and I were just learning about this cool idea called margin, which gives you room for mistakes, for setbacks, for delays. We're just figuring out what this thing is. I don't know why no one told us it before. This is why
we told you to read Essentialism. We told you to read Essentialism, Chad.
Yeah, well, I didn't include margin for it, okay? I didn't know. I didn't leave room for it.
So. Bro, if it takes you 10 minutes to get somewhere, you set like 20 minutes in your calendar for it because stuff is going to happen on the front end. Stuff is going to happen. Like, I don't set meetings back to back.
Yeah.
No. Unless like someone else sets them for me and they like have to be that time. I'm usually like 30 minutes between each thing. One, you decompress, but two, like, you have to get other things done in the middle and things are going to pop up and margin, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you set that margin, it leaves room for you to connect with other people, whether you just want to hop on FaceTime or send some voice notes. I've even had friends and I have the best friends ever, including you both. Love you. Love you guys. But I have friends that whenever they're in their car and they're going to, you know, in LA traffic, if you're going to drive to a Starbucks, you're going to be driving 45 minutes, right? And so I have a buddy named Daniel Florin who will do like 45 second popcorn prayers for people. And he will literally send you audio message of him praying for you for like a minute. That's so right.
Sweet.
And so he's found ways to take that isolation that he's experiencing in that moment and turn it into something good. And so I guess the reason I mentioned those two different examples is because on one hand, if you just need some extra noise in the background, whether it's a TV or the sound of a coffee shop or whatever, that sometimes can help when you're feeling a little bit down, because subconsciously silence how's that Twin Pilot song go? Twin Pilot song goes, sometimes silence can be violence. Is that how it goes? You guys know what I'm talking about?
I think it's that. Is this right?
Yeah. And so I know that for a lot of us, if we do struggle with loneliness and depression, then silence can be something that can really scare us, right? And so having those little things to kind of in the background where we don't feel isolated can really help. But then there's also, if we are stuck at home, we have to realize how important it is for us to have community. Like, I think that's something.
Well, dude, just to go back on your last thing real quick, just to add to it, what I tend to do is, when you're working from home, you're like in the same space that you've been in since you woke up and you're going to be until you fall asleep. And that is a very isolating factor in it.
Yeah.
So I always try and create margin to go on walks between things. Like probably every 2 hours I'll like, whether it's going on a walk or just stepping outside or doing something that is like actually stepping out of the walls that you're confined in it's just like a mental disconnect from that space. So then you can kind of get a refresh, reset. Getting sun, I find, is a really good refresh for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Sorry, I had to burp. It was there. I had to do it. It's a really good refresh, just like going out, getting some sun, stepping outside.
Yeah.
He's in the UK, so I don't know how much sun he's getting, but
it's summer, man.
But yeah,
it's,
just like having really that beautiful disconnect from the walls that confine you. So then you come back into the space a little bit more refreshed. That's something like, as far as like small little practical tips to kind of alleviate the sense of loneliness in that space.
Yeah, fully.
Anyway, Chad, your tip number 5.
Yeah, well, no, I think before I go back to tip number 14, to piggyback on what you're saying. Right? Oh, my
gosh. There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dude,
that's awesome.
Dude, I want to personally apologize for Gabe. Zach and I are sorry for his conduct.
Gabe just comes in.
I'm not sorry. singing my own track.
I have like secondhand embarrassment right now.
Chad's like, and call.
And I'm out.
Dude. He just shuts his camera off.
Oh my gosh, bro.
But I was going to say, to build off of what
what's
Gabe
tip
was
number
saying,
seven?
Tip number seven would be, you know, if you can break it up a few days a week, or if you can go work at a coffee shop, even, I don't know, some people's jobs, you have to be on, what's it called, like a VPN? You know what I mean? You have to have certain things to protect like the privacy of your business or whoever you're working for. So obviously you want to respect all those things, but even if you can just be around people, sometimes that helps. I liked what Zach said earlier, because we can experience loneliness and depression even if we are surrounded by people. But if we are feeling lonely, taking the small steps just to be in an atmosphere where other people are, it can help, right? That doesn't mean it's going to cure every single problem, but it does help. But then now fast forward.
Well, it depends on your, to add to that, it also depends on your personality type too, like what kind of people you need to be around. Because there's some people who are like, oh, I need to be around people. And then it's like seven friends. They get, you know what I mean? Or it's just like, you just need the one person to just sit there with you.
Yeah, and do work as well.
And just do work as well. And you don't need, you just need to be around that one person who you fully trust.
Yeah.
You know, it just depending on your personality type.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to add that as like, because I know we're all relatively,
we might send a
we're all relative hype lords, you know? So like,
I didn't hear you.
Chad's introverted.
Chad, you're definitely introverted, right?
Yeah. I'm
flip flop, and I'm like 100% extroverted. So
Gabe's in the middle. I love it. We're just tugging on one side or the other. No, but I when I took the Myers-Briggs thing way back when, my professor who examined the results, she was like, Chad, I think you're an extroverted introvert. And I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, you love people, but you don't always love being around them. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see that. You know, because I actually really do enjoy being alone, where my like battery gets charged with me being alone. And
that's the same with me. Like, I need to be around people for like, I don't know. I do need to be around people. And then once that portion of time is done, I then need to be alone.
Yeah.
I do need both.
I could go back to back. Hey, if it wasn't for my wife, I would literally be like, I'd just hang around with people every day. Which is a weird challenge for working at home, because my personality type inherently wants me to go be with people every day.
Yeah.
And that's a practical tip I want to throw in there, which I think just adds what I've been doing, adds what you guys are saying. It's like, I split up my day with like coffee with someone. I mean, it's not flipping financially great to be smashing coffee every day.
It's an investment.
But it helps splitting the day.
No. Still, it's worth, I'm going to say that is worth the financial investment if it is for like your mental health, just spending the, you know.
Well,
coffee's,
if I work
coffee's
four
so
hours
expensive
then,
now, like spending $5 on a coffee. Dude. But to add to that, one thing that I have found is setting like an end time limit on things. If I know I'm going to get a coffee or lunch with this person at this time, it mentally allows myself. I don't know why. But knowing that that's there and knowing like the goal essentially that I'm working towards, like, oh yeah, I have to work the next 3 hours till this time. Then I get to go have a coffee with someone. And then once you're back, you're like, oh, I only have to work this much more time before it's the end of the day. Fully. I put things away.
Yep.
And then maybe you're going to grab dinner with someone, or I don't know, or someone comes over at night or whatever it is. But having those like kind of easier time chunks to handle. And then that goes into the whole thing that we talked about with like efficiency with work on setting like 50 minutes of work, 10 minute break.
Yeah.
When I edit, I have to, I'm on the alarm all the time on my phone, like set a 50 minute timer, put it down, work for 50 minutes. When it rings, set a 10 minute timer, and then I'll step outside.
Yeah.
And it's just like setting those kind of like time increments.
Yes.
Really for myself, maybe it's my personality type, but I would strongly encourage you to try it. In the small scale, like those hours, or in the bigger scale, like with you, I know you go and work at your church on Wednesdays.
Yes.
So you know that you need to get through Monday and Tuesday of working here by yourself before you're in that environment
and
with a bunch of
other... And that fills me up halfway through the week, which is hilarious.
Exactly.
And then I'm good for another 2 days again.
So it's like in the small increments of, you know, an hour or two, or in the bigger increments of like several days, or even in bigger increments in general. Because I know even on a project level, it's much easier for me to work on something if I know that there's like an end cap to...
Yep.
Fulfilling what that project is. Anyway.
Yeah, no, 100%.
That's my tangent.
No, that was
Chad,
good.
Tip number 19.
I'm going to give you just a tip. Sorry. I don't know.
Jeez.
Oh, no. We're going to demonetize Chad.
I can never edit it in, bro. Every time you say it, I'm like, okay, time to cut around it.
Dude.
I bought a plugin that just cuts out every time you say that.
Dude, you could leave it in.
I could leave it in.
Okay, now we're back in. Chad made an inappropriate joke that we've been debating for the past 5 minutes whether to keep in or not. We may have cut it out. So if you're hearing this audio of me talking right now, this is me segueing from whatever was said before then to
Chad. That means
Chad
it did
right
not
now.
Make the cut. I think something that it's really important for us all to know, especially those people who may be like me, or if they flip-flop like you, Gabe, in terms of just being extroverted, is that I still need people in my life. And I didn't realize how deeply I needed people until recently, actually, which, you know, I love that we get to air out our dirty laundry with our audience like live. Right. I love that because this is not like three guys sitting around who know everything and we're just sharing all this wisdom like, ooh, like enjoy it. No, it's like we're figuring things out as we go. No, we're absolutely figuring things out as we go. And I know that I have two sets of accountability friends right now. And I know that people are thinking to themselves, they're just like accountability friends. Like, wow, nice Christian word, Chad. But I mean it.
Accountability bros. Right. Accountability bros.
Oh my gosh.
I was
hanging out that's our spinoff
buddy.
Podcast.
What's up? I didn't hear it.
Our spinoff podcast, Accountability Bros.
Yeah, Accountability
Bros. That's actually so good.
Anyway, go.
So I was hanging out with my buddy Ben, who lives in Tampa, Florida, and he was sharing with me just the importance of like reading God's word and to not substitute just devotionals or sermons, whatever. He's like, you actually got to spend time in the word. And I was like, yeah, actually, I agree with you. I feel like I've been avoiding it a little bit. Long story short, now we text each other daily that we've like completed, you know, these chapters that we're doing together. And now I've joined the Beach Bod Babes with you all and Denny, who I haven't met yet, but he sounds like a really great guy. And I love it because even though I don't know when the last time I saw you guys were. I mean, Gabe, what was it, like 3 months ago, 4 months ago? I don't know.
It would have been the last podcast recording session that we did in person, which would have been April.
Yeah, it's been a minute, right? I still feel close to you. And same thing for you. I mean, Isaac, I talk to you every day, so. I got to shout Zach down real quick. It's so funny hearing him about how powerfully extroverted he is. So we'll be talking about work stuff, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to get ready for work. He's like, okay. And like, I can tell he doesn't want to hang up. And I'm like, so what's going on? He's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, just.
Usually it's just like a Formula One chat.
Dude, that is so funny. That's hilarious because when Zach and I talk, I'm like, getting me off the phone is like Jess in the corner, kind of like eyeing me down, like, we have to go. We need to step out the door. And I'm like, all right, bro, bye. Wait, one more thing. Like, literally, I'm pretty sure we were FaceTiming yesterday. There was multiple things I still wanted to say that I didn't
get to.
Speaking
of margin, every time Gabe books in a conversation with us, it's like an hour each side of a 20-minute conversation.
Dude, that's smart. You should plan margin for your,
20-minute FaceTime, an hour on the front end, an hour on the back end for margin.
So I'm going to share with you why all that accountability matters after this ad.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
So we have this this text group called the Beach Bod Babes, where we keep each other accountable to do these daily workouts. Listen,
guys, name is in progress. Beach Bod Babes was when I put the group chat together. When I put the group chat together, I tried to think of something funny, and that was the best that came out. Yeah. So if you have any suggestions.
Oh, head to our website, promptuspodcast.com. Leave your suggestions for our fitness group. Yeah.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Just constant plugs. but what's cool is that before I had you all help me with accountability for gym stuff, my buddy Ben with accountability and getting into God's word, I thought I was fine, you know, because I'm an introvert. Mm-hmm. So like I'm good alone. I can handle it. Like I actually, I enjoy being alone. And so what's wild is my life has gotten significantly better the past month by doing this with you all. Like it's been an absolute blast for me to like to work towards a common goal with people that I love. I feel like I'm becoming a better person. And so what's nice is that even though I feel okay being alone, I didn't realize how much I was missing out on by having good community and brothers to like push me forward. And that's just been a great lesson for me recently, just because I it's something I didn't know I needed. And I think a lot of us, whether you are extroverted or introverted, whatever, you know, all that stuff, it just describes you. It doesn't define you. We all go through ebbs and flows of like who we feel as a person we are. But I can't explain to you guys how thankful I am to have had people in my life to walk with, to feel like I'm growing as a person. And that's just so special.
Oh, wow.
Love you, Chad.
I'm not crying.
Yeah.
You're crying.
Freaking distance, bro.
Oh,
freaking distance, bro.
Dude, I'm waiting for the first podcast where we get to actually all be together.
I feel like the room's going to explode. It's just going to be so much, like where's so much energy, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Chris Pratt's going to be there.
Oh,
get Dave Ramsey on the books. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's going to be a good day.
Everyone, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Owen Wilson while we're there.
Elon Musk, maybe. He'll join.
Anyway, that's our group that we have for
wait, anyway. That's our accountability.
Wait, I have something serious to say. So this is something I'm kind of embarrassed about right now. But something I would do whenever I was traveling and I was alone all the time is I would practice impressions. And because you're in a hotel room alone. And so I would just walk around the room practicing impressions. And I wanted to ask, first off, can y'all do any impressions?
Not.
He can only do the NPR one. No,
I can do the NPR one. I don't. Yeah. You have to feed me stuff and then I just have to try it. And I'm like, oh, that works. But there's not like a specific one. Like my brother can do Obama really well. And it's like a go-to, like, dude, do the Obama impression. He can, like, do it really well. Like, yeah. I can't.
He can also do Trump really well, which is hilarious.
Yeah, he just does all the presidents.
Yeah.
He, like, does an impersonation of every president from, like, 1 to 40. What is it, 46 now?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't even.
What can you do, Chad, real quick?
Well, I'm not practiced at all right now. So if you ask me to do them, they're going to be terrible. I'm going to get roasted for doing these. But I can do Bane from Batman. I can do Christopher Walken. I used to try Owen Wilson, which is what made me think of this, and Matthew McConaughey too.
Owen Wilson is in Loki.
Yeah, his voice is so funny. But the thing is I can't do the impression of him and the one of Matthew McConaughey because the lines I always say won't make the cut on the podcast.
Wait, why are we talking about impressions?
No, I was just, chat, but it's interesting. I can wrap it. I can bring it back around, right?
Okay.
We're talking about impressions because what are the things that you used to do when you were by yourself just to kind of keep yourself company?
Exactly. And
Chad would do impressions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I brought it back around. Let's go.
There we go.
Okay. Let's go. Just give us one, Chad. Everyone, one.
Everyone sitting here like the impressions tip. Tip number 43 was not a good tip.
That's a bad tip.
Well, I guess it does help to be able to entertain yourself and not let your thoughts.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to reference a tip being number 40 something.
Ooh, wait, I do actually have a good tip.
Yeah, go for it.
So I think something that's important to recognize if you are experiencing loneliness from working from home is that like you have to take your thoughts captive. This is something we talk about a lot. I don't know if we've mentioned it on an episode thus far. But y'all care if I plug Tony and Pilots again real quick?
Yeah, just for the third time this episode.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be a guest in the future too.
Oh, don't do that to me.
So, dude, all I'm saying is that they created this album called Blurry Face, and Blurry Face was basically almost like a how do I say this? Like a I don't want to say manifestation. By the way, is that your dog?
Is that your dog?
It's usually my dog on your side of the.
Bro, I am upstairs right in a closed room, and that's loud. Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, dude, he lights up the whole house when he sees a squirrel outside.
So does Milo.
Get away from my house!
Oh my god!
So
Chad,
I was saying,
what was the 21 Pilots reference?
So basically, they came out with this album called Blurry Face, and basically, Tyler Joseph was struggling with his own internal dialogues. And I can see what you guys are doing. You're hilarious. Like I cannot keep a straight face right now.
We don't have enough leg space, so I'm like spreading my legs so Zach can like. Oh my gosh! With this episode's all over the place. Keep going. 21 Pilots.
So basically, what Tyler Joseph did is he gave his insecurities a name because, and we've talked about this before, but you want to make sure you know who's talking to you. And so, if you are experiencing loneliness, you do need to take those thoughts you're feeling inside of your loneliness and take them captive and dissect them and process them in a healthy way. And there's a tons of ways you can do that where sometimes you're experiencing loneliness because you actually haven't had time with people, right? That's a thing. You need to have time with people. Sometimes you're experiencing loneliness because you, how do I say this in a polite way? Cause I never want to like upset people, but I do know it is possible for us to use people for our own entertainment. And for example, if you get home from work and you text 30 people, like that's a sign that you just need attention. Okay. And so I do want to kind of clarify that there is a difference between actually feeling lonely and feeling like negative about yourself and someone who's just kind of needs to be constantly distracted. And I would say to that person, by the way, I'm not attacking you. I would say it would be really good for you to process those thoughts whenever you are alone. Like turn your phone off and like just spend time by yourself getting to know yourself. Because I remember Gabe dropped this fact in an episode one time. Gosh, it blew my mind. He was like, you need to have a PhD in your wife. And I was like, I was like, whoa. Like, I genuinely was shocked. Like, Gabe said a lot of things to me that are super encouraging and wise. I'm just like, God, why? I'm older than you. Shut up. Like, and I'm like, how does he know all this stuff? But that was one that just absolutely blew me out of the way. But I also want people to know that you need to have a PhD in yourself. You need to know yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to be aware of what are your temptations? Where are your struggles? What are things you're good at? What are things you're not good at? You need to know yourself. And the only way you know yourself is by spending time with yourself. And if you're constantly seeking escapism from yourself, that's a sign that you should maybe find a way to process your thoughts with yourself, either with a counselor, who knows. This video is sponsored by counseling. Can you imagine? That was one giant plug for a counseling thing. But no, I think it'd be really good for people to process your thoughts with somebody if you feel like you're constantly distracting yourself from yourself.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, I was just going to add, I love what you're saying, Chad, because that's not in a work context. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is purely out of just wanting to be more self-aware of what you need as a person day to day, right? Without the pressure of work. And I think that's super cool. That actually makes me think that I need to do that more. I need to have more moments in the margins, you know, or create margins during my week where I acknowledge what the week was like in and out of work, so that when I work in the week coming up, I'm prepared. You know, bro, there's a preparedness to it.
I've talked about it. Mm-hmm. Is the like what Jess and I do.
Yes.
On every week, we have our family team meeting, but then we.
Do you guys reflect on the week?
At the start of it, we just talk about emotionally where we're feeling and what happened with our emotions that week and how. Yeah, just an emotional check in for that week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Man. I mean, it's so crazy because a lot of people like to segment, which is obviously why we started this podcast, because there's so many like segmentations in life. Like, oh, this is my bucket for, you know, my personal life. And then this is my bucket for work. And then this is my bucket for my, you know, just like separating those things. Yeah. But they're all so tied together. Yeah. And like knowing how you operate emotionally, like knowing yourself and having a PhD in yourself, like you were saying, Chad, and understanding what makes you tick, the way you respond to things emotionally, the way you just handle situations goes across everything. You know what I mean? It's going to change the way you can like optimize working from home so that you can be most efficient with your work, but also be most efficient with yourself.
Yes.
You know, totally. or be most, I don't know if efficient is the word, but like,
I get you.
Like beneficial to yourself and your emotions and stuff like that. So this is something we're getting to a point where we've kind of opened this conversation that can't be answered by someone else.
Yes.
You need to kind of do your own like self-research on yourself and know how to, and there's a bunch of tips that we can give, and we've given them throughout the episode, like giving yourself margin, go on, you know, take time, set time parameters on things, whatever. Mm-hmm. But those are things like for me, I'm giving tips that I do myself because that's I know it helps me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you kind of need to figure out what is going to help you.
Well, I like what Chad said about seeing a counselor, like that's an awesome way to just build that self-awareness straight away. Having someone reflect with you
is
massive. And when I went and saw a psychologist for the first time, she really had to make sure that I knew, because of my personality type, if I'm with people all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, church, hanging with friends, doing all this kind of crazy stuff.
All the hype,
because I'm the hype is real. But if I'm doing all this, when it gets to Monday and I'm working alone at home, think about the difference between a Sunday night hanging out with everyone and a Monday morning. Like in energy, it's like a drop. And she said, it's not that you can't deal with it at the bottom. It's the speed at which you descend.
Oh,
because you are coming from a top all the way to the bottom so quick. One day you're hanging out with 20 people and you love all of them. The next day you're alone, isolated, staring at your computer. She's like, it's not a big surprise that you struggle that next day. In the same way, I've noticed that if I've spent all if I spent all week down here, it actually takes a long time for me to ramp up to hanging with people. I have to build into like hanging out with people. And so I just think be conscious of those two different spots. You know, it's obviously not 100 and zero. It's obviously that you can be 90% or whatever in that space. But for me, my personality required me to ease down. So instead, Monday morning, I'll do a phone call with someone. I'll try and meet halfway, 50%, do coffee on a Monday morning. So that instead of going from like all the time in the world with people to no time at all. It's, yeah, there's just a little bit of a kind of a middle ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes so much
sense. I was thinking about that when Chad mentioned it, and then what you're talking about.
The speed at which you descend.
Yeah, bro. That's the name of my next album.
Bro. Zach out here stealing Chad's thunder with the one-liners.
Not even mine, my psychologist's line.
Dude, I love it. I pictured Zach's album cover with him jumping off a cliff just like this.
And or in a roller coaster. It's just us at Disneyland.
Just going down.
I song one is going to be like...
Dude, let's go.
I think it's important for people just to think about, okay, why am I experiencing loneliness? Is this because I'm actually living in an isolated time, like what we did all last year and what we're still experiencing this year, right? And I can't connect with my coworkers. I'm not around people all the time. And you know, this was such a shock to us, and we see it in the different spikes in people's mental health. You're seeing it, the after effects of a post 2020 life, right? So I think it's really important to just recognize, am I feeling lonely because I'm actually lonely, or am I feeling lonely because I just want to keep riding that high, like what Zach was mentioning, of being around people all the time? And so I think once we unpack that within ourselves, like what Gabe was saying, we can start building in little habits that can create a big difference in our life. Whether it's, you know, going to a coffee shop 2 times a week. And I have, by the way, I'm sure you guys have this too, but I have friends that practice this. Like Tor and I actually put on that jazz coffee shop music in the background of our home, just that way that we feel like we're, you know, we have something a little bit more. And we actually do schedule FaceTimes with people, just that way we were getting that one-on-one time. And now that I have the Beach Bod Babes and I have my buddy Ben I'm reading the Bible with, it really does help me in those times where I do feel more isolated. My cup is still full. And so I think it's also important to remember that you may experience dry spells in your work where it's not filling your cup. And that's okay, because as Gabe was saying, we have a bunch of buckets, right? And not every single bucket needs to be totally full at all times. And if you do need to plan out and look forward to that lunch with a friend in between a work that's pretty isolating, that's okay. And you do need to invest in that. Like if it means spending $6 on a coffee a day, yeah, it's $6. Yes, that's a lot of money over a year. But like, if you're not going to spend money on your mental health, what are you going to spend money on?
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons. And we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.